The Passage by Justin Cronin.
He finished reading and looked up. Agent, this is the goddamnedest thing I've ever seen. What in the hell would you want Anthony Carter for?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that. We're just here to make the transfer.
The warden put the papers aside and folded his hands on his desk. I see. And what if I said no?
Then I'd give you a number to call, and the person on the other end would do their best to tell you that it's a matter of national security.
A number?
That is correct.
The warden sighed irritably, spun in his chair, and gestured out the wide windows behind him. Gentlemen, do you know what that is out there?
I'm not following you.
He turned to face them again. It's Texas. 267,000 square miles of Texas, to be precise. And last time I checked, Agent, that's who I work for. Not for anybody in Washington or Langley or whoever the hell is on the other end of that number. Anthony Carter is an inmate in my care, and I'm charged by the citizens of this state to carry out his sentence. Short of a phone call from the governor, I'm going to do exactly that. Goddamn Texas, Walgass thought. This is going to take all day.
Mobsters in Our Midst, The Kansas City Crime Family, by William Ousley. Call it the lifeblood, the mainstay, or the money pot. Gambling has long been a staple for crime syndicates. In Kansas City, gambling has historically been an integral part of life. Its impact occasionally has been exposed, but too often downplayed. The Kansas City crime family's domination of gambling resulted largely from the political influence it wielded for decades. In the wake of the Appalachian meeting, it stood to reason that organized gambling would be a priority for investigators in Kansas City and nationwide in their push against organized crime syndicates. The effort was severely hampered, however, by an absence of law specifically addressing the sophisticated way crime syndicates went about their business. Beyond Baby Talk, by Ken Appel, Ph.D., speech pathologist, and Julie J. Masterson, Ph.D., speech pathologist. Most infants come into the world eager, ready, and able to learn language. Their innate capabilities are amazing. They have an inner desire to communicate and the ability to pick up at least the basics with minimal amounts of exposure to language. Of course, as a loving and informed parent, you will want to provide your child with lots of exposure to language so that she can reach her potential as a communicator. But you may be surprised that your child won't need flashcards, lessons, incentives, correction, or bribes to learn language.